KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, April 15th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. South Dakota State Baseball would defeat Midland yesterday 13-3 in seven innings at Irv Heater Field in Brookings. Nolan Graw would lead the Jackrabbits with a perfect 4-for-4 day, driving in four runs, extending his hitting streak to 14 straight. Also, Brady Brown would add three RBIs. Midland scored all three of their runs in the sixth inning, but the Jackrabbits answered with four runs in the bottom half, and then they put the game away with five more in the seventh. SDSU baseball now at 12-21 on the season, but they have won five of their last seven. They will host Oral Roberts in a three-game series coming up on Friday. USD softball would drop an 8-0 five-inning run rule decision to Iowa State yesterday in Ames. Cyclones jumped out early with four runs in the first, including a three-run homer, and they would add four more runs in the fifth. Coyotes managed just two hits yesterday. They returned to conference action on Friday at North Dakota. NBA play-in tournament yesterday, the Charlotte Hornets would defeat the Miami Heat 127-126 in overtime. That eliminates the Heat from the playoffs. Charlotte's LaMelo Ball made the game-winning layup with 4.7 seconds left in overtime. He finished with 30 points and 10 assists. Miles Bridges had 28 points, 9 rebounds, as the Hornets win their first playoff game at home in a decade. Kobe White also had 19 points, including a turnaround three with 10 seconds left in regulation that would send the game to overtime. Also late last night, the Portland Trail Blazers would come back from an 11-point deficit in the fourth quarter to beat the Phoenix Suns 114-110. With that win, Portland now earns the seventh seed in the Western Conference. They will face the San Antonio Spurs in the first round. Phoenix, they're still alive. They'll host the winner of the Clippers and Warriors game on Friday to see who plays the defending champ, Oklahoma City, and gets the number 8 seed in the Western Conference. Portland's Danny Advia had 41 points, including a go-ahead 3-point play with 16 seconds left. Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves will not return from injury in time to begin the Lakers' first-round playoff series this weekend against the Houston Rockets. That leaves L.A. without their top two scorers. Head coach J.J. Redick says they're both out indefinitely, and there won't be an update on their condition this week. Doncic strained a hamstring, while Reeves strained an oblique, both on April 2nd in Oklahoma City, and neither returned during the rest of the regular season. Lakers host the Rockets in Game 1 of their playoff series Saturday night on ABC. Doncic and Reeves combined to average 56 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds per game. Former Michigan head football coach Sherrone Moore has been placed on probation for 18 months for a confrontation with his executive assistant soon after he was fired for having an inappropriate relationship with her. Moore was sentenced yesterday. He pleaded no contest in March to trespassing and malicious use of a telecom device. The maximum possible penalty was 6 months in jail, though Moore had no previous criminal record. He was fired from Michigan on December 10th and was accused that same day of confronting the woman with whom he had been having an affair and blaming her for his firing. And that's a look at your sports for this Wednesday, April 15th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.